You notice a very strong similarity between that scribe, the expert in the law, who tried to justify himself, and these the scribe in Luke chapter 10, and these goats Jesus described them as in Matthew chapter 25, who would be put on his left and they'd be forced to go away to eternal punishment. Did you notice similarities between that group of goats and that scribe in Luke 10? Here's a similarity. They saw themselves differently than Jesus saw them. They saw themselves one way. Jesus saw them another way. The scribe saw himself as already justified. Jesus didn't see him as justified, as someone who was truly righteous, who had followed the Lord, the Lord's directives and directions into eternal life. He, as far as he was concerned, he was there. Jesus didn't see him that way. These goats in Matthew 25 were sure they were good to go. They were with the sheep. Remember, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another the same way that a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep and the goats are all together. And then the shepherd goes through and he separates the sheep from the goats. He pulls them out one by one, putting the sheep on one side, one by one, and as he's separating them out, he puts the goats on another side. They start out together, and at some point, they're together. But then he separates them. And he knows the sheep from the goats. The shepherd knows the sheep from the goat. The Bible tells us the Lord knows those who are his. He knows who are his. There's no guesswork on his part. There's no snowing Jesus. There is no conning Jesus. There's no fooling him. He knows who are his. And he's going to separate those who are his from those who are not his. The final separation. Justice. I want to remind you what one of the things that Holman says about that. It presupposes justice. Presupposes God's intention for people to be in community. When people had become poor and weak with respect to the rest of the community, they were to be strengthened so that they could continue to be effective members of the community, living with the rest of the community and beside them. So, biblical justice restores people to community. By justice, those who lack the power and resources to participate in significant aspects of the community were to be strengthened so that they could participate in all the activities of the community. More about true love and justice. Let's go through this together. We're going to make it.